Time now to get all the latest finance news, and it's good morning to Lexi Metherill.
Good morning to you, Julian. US stocks are down today despite more good signs for the US economy. A report shows claims for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest last week since July 2008, and other figures shows purchases of existing homes have risen more than expected last month, while businesses grew more than forecast this month. But it seems investors are looking to capitalise on the recent rally and take profits before the end of the year. And shortly before the close of trade, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 10 points at 11,575. The S&P 500 index has lost 1 point and the Nasdaq is off 2 points. Shares in the oil producer Anadarko Petroleum have climbed about 7% after a report that BHP Billiton may look to buy it for $90 a share. And the American coal miner Peabody has become the latest company to declare force majeure, that is, it can't keep to its sales contracts because of events beyond its control, as a result of the rain in Queensland. Across the Atlantic, the FTSE 100 dropped 25 points to 5,971. UK figures released overnight showed house prices fell 0.6% from October to November, and economists are forecasting them to continue to decline next year. London listed shares in Rio Tinto rose 0.7%, and BHP finished flat with base metals prices mixed on the London Metals Exchange. And now for a bit of reflection on the year that was, and it's been another big one with the eruption of Europe's debt crisis, but Australian shares are practically unchanged from this day a year ago. The All Ords closed yesterday at about 4,900 points, so it's highly unlikely to crack the 5,000-point mark, as some people had hoped it would this year. As for the dollar, this day a year ago, the Australian dollar was sitting around 90 US cents. Today, it's almost at $1.02, making it the second best-performing currency in the world, after the Mongolian Tugruk, which is also a commodity-rich country that trades closely with China. And back to the present. Today is looking to be a weekday for the local market. In futures trade, the ASX by 200 is down 17 points. Spot gold is lower at just below $1,405 an ounce. West Texas crude oil is also down at just under $90 a barrel. And Tapas crude oil rose slightly yesterday in Asian trade to 99.49 US cents. And after climbing to its highest level in almost 29 years yesterday of 101.98 US cents, the Australian dollar has fallen to 101.65 US cents. But it's down against the euro at 76.34 euro cents, and it's also lower against the Japanese yen at 82.84 yen, but it's higher against the British pound, which has been falling against a basket of major currencies. It's fetching 65.92 British pence. And Julian, that's this morning's market report.
And thanks very much, Lexi. It's always good to know how the Mongolian Tugruk is tracking, or whatever that
was. Oh, you enjoy that one.
Excellent. All right, it's coming up to 7 o'clock on Radio National Summer Breakfast. After 7:30 this morning, we will cross to Moscow to speak to political analyst Lilia Shetsova. She's been a close observer of the trial of former oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky, who was sentenced overnight to another 6 years in prison for alleged fraud offences, although obviously the allegations are that that trial is politically motivated. We'll also cross to Brazil for a retrospective on the presidency, enormously successful and popular, of Lula da Silva. That is all, as I say, coming up after 7:30, but now it's time for the news and AM.